Phew.
Go in?
I was a little slow on that one.
Okay.
I was like, what do I do when I say go? Oh, push the record button.
Brain make finger go. All right, we're ready to roll. We got a couple minutes to spare. Start letting people in.
All I'm doing is trying to catch up on Discord.
Yeah, let me look. Me too. I wasn't even on. I'm trying to talk one-on-one with Samurai, and people are texting me in group text messages about a vacation that's too far away for me to process. So let's see. I got Pi. I got a character. I'd say, and I got an infographic. I'm ready to start the show if you want to do whatever it is we do here.
All right, let's see how long it takes for people to jump in.
Let me look at Craig's script one more time. I brought up the story about Venom, I brought up the Jack Horner objection, but we're going to soldier on with that anyway.
Yep.
Okay.
UNC Fan 1 is in the wrong room.
Yeah, people started jumping in there last week, too. I don't know why. Click, click, boom.
He was first.
Yeah, how do you do that? Like, is there some way that you're in the channel and you've prepped to join the other channel, like the moment it goes live? Like, how does that work? It was super quick.
Yeah, I don't know, man. You people got to be much better first-person shooter players than I am at my old age, because I can't click things that fast no more.
You practice all the time with your dumb clicker games, too.
Yeah, what?
Clicker games? Where he's sitting there tapping his screen and getting He-Man to rack up some random points.
I haven't played that for a long time. It was a bad game. It was just fun because it was He-Man, and then I got bored with it after like a month and quit playing it. Right, so where was I going earlier? Oh, right, yeah, so Tomb Raider, it's a completely forgettable movie. Like, I watched it, we got done with it, and I was like, eh. If I was on a really lazy Sunday afternoon and I didn't want to get up to change the channel off HBO and it came on, I guess I'd watch it.
I'll like, keep that in mind.
That's the recommendation I can give it of, like, well, if it's on and you're lazy, it's all right to sit through.
I don't know, I lost all interest in Tomb Raider after playing the video game, the very first video game, the first time.
Really?
Really?
Yeah.
I like the first one.
Yeah, I did too.
You know why? What do you kill? What is your obstacle? The entire... Well, I didn't finish it. So my knowledge of it, you kill like bears and wolves and bats and you're fighting animals. I just felt bad at the end of every session. Like, these animals are just trying to survive. They're not like evil people or
they were up to
robots
no good.
Or something. You're just killing animals the entire game.
They were up
game.
To something.
They're actually the South Park Christmas animals and they all worship Satan.
Hail Satan!
If they were actually those creatures, I would be back on board. Although you'd have to put a higher rating on it.
True story. All right. Ready to get the show on the road?
For shizzle.
Absolutely. Hey, I don't have to click anything or do anything, so... Yep, whenever you're ready.
All right, here we go! True believers, and welcome to the 134th installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3. I'm Craig. There's Ray. There's Ian. Hi.
Hello.
Yeehaw!
That was like the short version. Don't want no short man.
You've been cutting it short quite a bit in the last few episodes.
All right, I'll stretch it out next week. I'll make it really long. Okay. This is the week of 321 through 328, and by the 6 inches of snow outside, it is the first day of spring.
It's only 3 inches.
Did it snow down there?
No, it's way more than 3 inches. I had to clean off my car like 5 times today.
Wow. I have no snow.
I hate you too.
Sorry, dude. I got a light dusting this morning, but it was all melted by this afternoon.
Yeah. I didn't bother to dig out my driveway, so tomorrow morning I'm going to be driving through, at least 4 inches of ice. It'll be fun.
I'm in the same position, but I got a Jeep.
Turns out the Toyota Prius sits about all of an inch and a half off the ground. So, hey, in car news, I got a Chevy Volt this on Monday.
Oh, what? Yeah?
Yeah.
That's exciting.
Yeah, we got it for Erica. So we're selling her car off and got a Chevy Volt to drive. So
that's very cool. I'd like to take a look. I was interested in the Volt.
It's a cool looking car. This week's Deadpool Dailies, Wednesday, Yellow Spider-Man, Thursday, Purple Daredevil, Friday, Blue She-Hulk, Saturday, Red Deadpool, Sunday, Green Gamora, Monday, Green Widow, Tuesday, Black Loki, Wednesday is the Purple Dream Warrior. Over in your 5-day four-star crunch!
Hey,
at the sound of Craig spiraling out of his driveway into his mailbox.
Of the Titans. On the 14th, we had Spider-Gwen, which we talked about last week, I think. So I don't know why I left that in here. Did everybody complete that?
I did.
Probably because Ian hadn't played it yet.
Oh, I punched my way to victory.
Oh, sweet.
I would just lounge around and wait for him to do great power with through responsibility. And that would put enough web tiles out that all of a sudden my punch would cost 6. And I would get, you know, 3 punches out of my AP pool instead of just 2.
Oh,
and
sure.
Then he died.
Nice.
Look at Ian using strategy and everything. Woo, doggies.
It was kind of an accident, but.
Hey, look what that does.
Coming up, what was that, 2 days ago, you had Kate Bishop? Is that right?
That is true.
Did I even play that?
Versus Hawkeye.
All right, we had dueling boomerangs or something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was it. How'd that go for you?
Total success again.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. I have a respectable again. Level.
Yeah. Man, he has become a regular, like, winner at this now.
Hey, there was, you know, Gwenpool snuck her way in there, and that was a total flop. But, absolutely. I was able to, as long as I keep his blue at bay, because once that starts rolling, it's just a huge hassle, because then you get stunned, and then you get shot. And for only 5, he's firing off powers, like, every other turn. So, yeah, if you can keep that blue in check, I was able to race him to boomerangs and hit him with a
homie
looking for trouble. It was good.
Nice. Yeah, I think he got every power off before I could. So, but I was able to match away his countdowns and I was able to pull it out. But it was a close match for me. I think I was down to, you know, fewer than 1,000 hit points by the end, but was able to pull it off.
Yeah, I think it took me 2 tries. Because of that very thing, the first time, it was just like, he's going to, you know, he was like, I'm firing all the powers. And I was like, oh, you sure did. Okay, then. All right, so coming up next, this next one is right up Ian's alley.
Okay.
324 is Iron Man.
Oh.
I know Ian's got that one champed.
Who's that, Hulkbuster?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I will be strong with that crash. He's, he's just classically punching his way to victory.
Yeah, good old repulsor punch for the win. So we should all win that one. So this was a good little stretch here.
Yeah, it's been bountiful.
Good times. Storyland, we got Deadpool Versus going on. 8,000 gets you 3 Widows, 15,000 for a Green Marka, 32,000 for the CP, top 50 folks is Lockjaw, and 51 to 400 is Get in the Cage. Simulator is next. 12,000 get you 3 cages, 22,000 is Green Lockjaw, 49,000 for the CP, top 200 folks get the brand new Valkyrie. We'll talk about her later. You also have a shield training event, which, from what I hear, they took note of the fact that everyone liked the last one since you could actually win it. And they seem to imply that that will happen again.
Where did they imply that? I missed that.
I believe I saw a note on Discord here from Anthony.
Okay, I didn't scroll back in Discord, so sure.
That they did take note of players' feelings and, you know.
Nice.
There you go. So that'll be nice, because that was the first time I ever got to win the shield training, and I was super happy. Let's see, what do we got? PvP land, it's still the power, 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 wheels, wheels, wheels season. Simulator still going on, and Fatal Attraction is running right now. 800 for the purple Dream Warrior, 900 for purple Electra, 1200 for the CP. Top 10 folks get Gamorphas, and 11 to 50 is Psylocke. Now to Taunt Joe. Let's go to some pie.
Oh, pie. Sorry, let me get to my pie segment and get away from my new friend / nemesis Discord. Let me tell you about this week's pie, brought to you by my favorite ethnic rivals, the Italians. Tomato pie. Have you ever gotten
Is it brought to you by this pie?
Brought to you, as always. Well, the segment's brought to you, as always, by this pie. Thanks, this pie. But this week's pie is in case you have ever been sitting down and eating a nice, warm, delicious piece of Sicilian pizza and thought, you know what would make this better? If it were cheeseless and cold. So,
For me, that does sound better.
I guess you're right. So anybody but you. So what I'm thinking is you take some focaccia and or something about that consistency. It should be nice and porous and thick. Put some tomato sauce over it, and that serve it at room temperature. That's tomato pie. It's really a bummer. I've had some slight variations on it, and I've had it a little sweeter than I anticipated, to be honest. So it wasn't that awful, but, you know, just makes me hungry for pizza.
I've never heard of this pie before, so I'm surprised you've actually eaten this.
Yeah, my wife has, again, this has nothing to do with this pie, because I also had never heard of it. But for some reason, my wife has some really rural family members that bust out some culinary gems every now and again when we come to visit. They were like, yeah, we love tomato pie. I was like, you what now? And fine. But again, I don't think it's a traditionally, you know, I don't think that the fact that they live in the sticks has anything to do with this pie. This sounds like something. Well, you know,
they were stunned by the panini.
Wow, that was a totally different incident. I did forget about that. That crazy French invention.
Lucky for us, your father-in-law will never listen to this show.
Well, I hope not. That's a story about how I got stabbed.
Mafia are going to make a visit to Ian's house.
No, he would just passively, aggressively shame me for the rest of our life together. So anyway, that is the not quite as unfortunate as I made it sound baked delicious treat known as tomato pie, brought to you as always by this pie.
This pie.
Hero of the segment.
All right. Hey, we got a new character.
Yeah.
Appeared in the show. And, you know, just to get this going, as I was mentioning to Ray and Ian before the show, I had actually completely forgotten this character was even in the movie. So that's how much impact she made on me being in that movie.
Yeah, I really wish we'd have recorded that conversation because it was interesting. But as I stated then, this was an integral character. This character did things that the plot relied on.
I'm totally on board once, you know, I got back on board as to who this character was. But really, it could have been anyone. It could have been a purple, you know, Smurf. Any character inserted in her place would have been just as fine. Like, she didn't add anything to the story for me.
Are you talking about, like, the acting or just the fact that it was Valkyrie?
Well, just the character itself, like, didn't provide any, had no oomph for me, so I just completely forgot it existed.
Sure. Didn't really act like a Valkyrie, you know, from Norse legend or anything.
No.
So I kind of understand where you're coming from.
So, I don't know. Hopefully she's a good character. Let's talk about it.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. I've yet to see the movie, so I cannot weigh in.
Yeah. So her first power is called Dragon Fang Fury for 11 red. This ability will deal damage 3 consecutive times or 5 times at power level 5. This ability's got an interesting sidekick here.
Yeah.
If this ability downs an enemy, remaining attacks continue to the next enemy, and each attack will be modified by strength tiles. So this is nice, because, you know, normally, you know, you fire off some power, you know, it overkills, right? Like, you kill someone, and then all the rest of the damage is kind of wasted. This one, you know, plays through. So that's pretty sweet. Kind of down with that.
Yeah, I always enjoy, like, you know, new different powers, new concepts.
Yeah, so I'm excited by that mechanic. I think that'll be fun. Her second power is called Bounty Hunter. It's a black passive. Creates a black countdown tile that targets a random enemy. If that enemy is downed or takes a certain amount of damage before the countdown tile expires, this tile is removed and the player gets 4 AP in their strongest color while destroying 4 AP in the enemy's strongest color.
Wow. I hadn't read that before.
Yeah, she's got some weird stuff going on. It's kind of interesting. Her third power is called the Best Defense. This is a yellow passive. Whenever an ally takes a amount of damage, a specific amount, you know, some number, create yellow strike tiles. As long as the enemy has less than 8 AP in that color, friendly matches in that color deal extra damage.
Okie doke.
So, yeah. It seems like it's going to be fun. You know, I like passives that do weird things, and I really like the sound of that 11 AP going, you know, attacking 5 different times.
Yeah.
And bleeding through from the first character to the next. Because that means, you know, you don't have to be like, oh, I don't want to can't down this person because I don't want to waste all that extra damage. Now you can fire it off, kill the person who's, you know, really low, and keep, you know, hammering on to the next person. You know, and then when Thanos will kick in, good times.
Yeah, that's a problem with, you know, a whole bunch of the characters that do massive attacks. You know, you've got to take Gambit out of the fight, but he's got 4,000 hit points, so you don't want to fire off, you know, the big stuff, and you don't really have any of the little ones charged, yeah.
But sometimes you got it, just because you got to get rid of him.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I think that's a cool power. I'm going to enjoy trying that one out.
Sure.
So I don't know. I guess for me, it's probably a 5-5-3. I like getting AP. I like destroying AP. I don't know. What do you think?
I'm rereading the third power, but it seems likely.
I don't know. I mean, color matches an extra color. That does good. So I don't know. Maybe 5-3-5. You guys have to see what the numbers work out to be.
Yeah. Yeah. Do we still have any in?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay. Just wanted to make sure.
Yep. Nope. I'm absolutely plugged in. I definitely wasn't catching up on Discord and was definitely paying attention to Valkyrie as well.
Okay, good.
The worst.
Sorry, you were like, hey, next on the docket, a character that you don't have, you won't have, and won't be relevant to you for another year and a half. Listen up. I was like, no. Nope. People are posting Alice references, and I think Samurai posted exactly. Samurai posted something that looked like a squadron of Imperial Guardsmen pouring out of a Valkyrie. It was it's been awesome. But yeah, Valkyrie. how about that?
All right, Ian, we'll watch the Thor next time you come down to visit.
That sounds good. Yeah. I'd be into that.
Let's see. The next big news is, I'm sure everyone has noticed by now, but hey, there's a big spring sale going on.
Yeah, there is.
30% bonus on hero points right now, for running from March 20th until March 30th. One-time double hero point sale on Logan's Loonies with the 30% bonus. That you can only buy one time, but that's a pretty good bonus.
Yeah, it is. What is it, 6,600 hero points for $20?
Yeah, it was right around there.
Something around about approximately?
6,670.
Yeah, they've been really cranking out the bargains lately.
Yeah, so if you were looking to spend $20, now today's your day. Like,
yeah, for sure. That is a lot of hero points. I mean, that is just... between that and the shield clearance level bundles that they've been shipping out.
Yeah.
Man, there's just, the value has been there. I like it now, never before.
Yeah, now on the sad side of this, there's also a sale on ISO.
There is?
Yeah, it's also 30%. Now, if that number were like 3,000%, maybe it would have something.
Currently, I don't see a sale on ISO.
I did is not it see it up? Either.
That's what's posted on the forum by Brigby. Is that untrue? I don't ever look at the ISO, so it does not look up to be... Of course, I have no idea what you normally get. Is 13,000 what you normally get for $20?
I don't know. Again, I haven't looked at the numbers in a long time, so I can't tell you.
It doesn't have the free or... I don't know. According to the post, it's also 30%... it didn't start yet. That's why. It starts on March 26th.
There you go.
It runs through April 9th. But it's 30% on ISO as well. And you get the two-time bonus on the hidden stash, which is the $20 purchase on there as well. But again, for I'm not going to spend $20 for 13,000 ISO. Like I said, if it were like 3,000% bonus, we would have something.
That seems a little excessive, but I understand where you're coming from.
What else we got? Ray, we still got that promo going on?
That we do, as far as I know. So we do still have a promo going on. If you haven't done so yet, you can still listen to Marvel's first scripted podcast called Wolverine the Long Night by going to stitcher.com/premium. I got dyslexic on the words there. And use the promo code puzzle and you will get a free month of Stitcher Premium. If you don't, because I messed it up, if you don't know that URL, you can go to puzzlewarriors3.com and click on the Wolverine the Long Night graphic that they provided for us. And it'll take you to the right place. Again, promo code puzzle.
Very cool. Hey, I want to, give a shout out to Norm, who is our listener from the south side of State College here. If you remember, once in a while we get some comments from South Atherton.
Yeah.
So I was at the Weird Al show, met Norm.
That was Norm?
That was.
That's awesome.
Chatted with him.
You were at the Weird Al show?
Yes.
No, Ray said it like he was there, and he was
Craig actually
I
posted.
Tweeted it out.
Yeah. yeah, get
guys
this.
And you're Craig using Twitter.
Craig used Twitter, and I saw it. Weird.
That's crazy. It's almost like social media is a thing. Yeah, so there was, before the show, they had Weird Al Jeopardy going on, which they randomly picked contestants. No, I did not tag him. I don't know how to tag things. I'm old. So Norm got selected as one of the participants. It was Norm, like a 16-year-old girl, and a 9-year-old boy were the three random contestants. The game started, Norm rang in on the first, like, 6 questions, had a gazillion points to the other 2 kids as 0. The host of the Jeopardy, which turns out to be, like, Weird Al's, like, tour manager, then promptly mocked Norm for beating up on small children, took away all of his points, tried to get the kids to answer a question, any question, flat out told the 9-year-old that if he would ring in and answer anything, he would get all the points. The kid said no. Eventually, he got the kid to answer something, and then they gave him all the points because it was actually his 9th birthday. He was at Weird Al. So he was declared the winner of the Jeopardy. But I felt bad for Norm because I was excited to see, you know, 3 people who actually could really get into Weird Al Jeopardy, like trivia. Yeah. Because some of the questions were fairly hard, and then it just, you know, quickly devolved into, all right, just let the kid win because it's his birthday. So that was kind of sad.
Yeah, I actually am totally against that. I mean, if you're going to have kids involved, have a kid show, and that's fine. But it would have been so much better if it had, you know, actually had some trivia. I think I'm too enthused about the trivia.
that's what it is. I see what went on, and I do like how frustrating it was, though. The 9-year-old wagered Texas with a dollar sign.
Exactly.
I'm sorry, you still lose.
Well, the fact when it got to Final Jeopardy and the 9-year-old clearly copied the answer from the 16-year-old and they were both wrong with the exact same answer and yet was still declared the winner because, you know, it was like watching, you know, Black Jeopardy, you know, because like somehow for you, that answer is also correct. You know, so it was like one of those.
Right.
And good job for, you know, Norm was a good sport about it. So it was all well and good. But there was, you know, horribly overweight, old, fat, white guys dancing on stage trying to compete to be Vanna White because somehow Vanna White got involved in Jeopardy. Like, it was weird stuff. But Al himself, really good show. A lot of really deep cuts because these were all originals only. You know, he had a little cover medley. And just because we were in Lancaster, he did do a bit of Amish Paradise.
Nice. Okay.
But Al was real good. We got to meet Al after the show, get some pictures taken, had him sign some stuff. And it was a good time. Got home about 2 a.m. on, you know, Monday morning.
Wow.
But that was local news. There you go. Let's see. This week on It's Always Sunny in Xandar, Venom Fever. He's got Venom Fever. She's got Venom Fever.
Let me tell you about the Mighty One Star Venom. His 2 powers are Devour and Symbiote Snare. Devour costs black AP, 12 black AP, and he does and slightly increasing pittance of damage to the enemy. However, if there are 8 or more web tiles on the board, Venom deals 2,000 damage.
2,000?
Yeah.
2,000.
However, I think that scales. I think after level 40, starting at level 41, that scales as you increase in level.
2001.
Exactly.
How do you scale above level 40? Isn't his cap 40?
Or is he stops at 40.
Okay. Maybe he's boosted?
I suppose boosted. Sure.
There you go.
He maybe, could be boosted.
Oh, he consumes the 8 web tiles when this happens, just so you know, so you can't do it multiple times. Let's not go crazy.
Sure.
So, now, he's also got a purple ability, Symbiote Snare. If you have at least 4 web tiles on the board, he can stun an enemy for 1 turn, and this...
Oh, 1 turn stun, that's amazing!
Well, only if you have 4 web tiles, but then it's 3 web tiles, 2 web tiles, 1 web tile, and then at level 5, it's an effective 1 turn stun.
Yeah.
It does add 1 web tile to the board when you activate it.
That's great.
So, let me tell you guys a little story. This is for the newer listeners or listeners who haven't gone into the archives. And I can't confirm this, but I will stand by this claim. And I invite you to go, you know, check your dates and listen to the episode that I'm going to reference. Once upon a time, Venom was a totally functional 1-star character. He, instead of 2,000 damage, he would insta-kill you. I don't think he needed 8 web tiles. I think he needed 5. if there were at least 5 web tiles on the board and he activated that ability, he could instant kill someone. And his stun was much better. I think he stunned the target plus the entire enemy team at higher levels.
Yeah, I believe, you know, I that would be crazy, though. I mean, you don't want that.
I believe it was a one-turn stun across the board, yeah.
I think so. So, we were doing an interview with one of, I want to say, Brigby's predecessors. It was before Brigby and before Cthulhu. It was a gentleman named Joe.
Joe Fletcher. I remember him. Yes,
he was on our show. He was, I want to say he was our first guest that was on the production side.
That sounds right.
And he answered a lot of questions for us, and he was on the ball. It was really a satisfying interview. I learned a lot about the game. I learned a decent amount about how to be a good host for a good guest. And so he is telling us about Venom 4-star and Miles Morales 4-star. Does that sound accurate, gentlemen?
But I don't remember, dude. It was a long time ago.
Because one of those two characters, I want to say Miles Morales, produced a lot of, with his yellow ability, was able to produce a lot of web tiles fast.
Yeah, there had to have been Miles. I remember that conversation.
It was Miles. Yeah. So, that might not have been the same interview. But he was telling us about Miles. And Craig goes, oh, wow, that's a lot of web tiles. I'm going to really get a lot of good use out of 1-star Venom. I'm going to start, you know, I can finally see if that insta-kill works. 2 days later, there was an announcement that said 1-star Venom will no longer have the insta-kill ability from having 5 or more web tiles. It will be changed to 8 web tiles with 2,000 damage. And then just kind of like a unrelated to this, just kind of like a twisting the knife in poor Craig's back, I think that's when they took away the AoE stun from his symbiote snare as well and just left him with a ineffective for... You know, I need web tiles to do some stunning. So, again, can't be confirmed 100%, but if you put the pieces together and follow the trail from interview till character change, I am 95% certain that Craig is responsible for ruining 1-star Venom.
Because suddenly he was going to be awesome, and they went, we can't have that.
Yeah, I mean, and in fairness, you know, you can't have a 1-star that outshines, you know, tiers higher.
Oh, you mean just, like 1-star Spider-Man?
No, he's just the best 1-star.
He's better than at least 80% of the 2-stars.
No way.
I disagree with
that. No way. He is better than perhaps his 2-star Spider-Man.
Wait, Batman was the bomb, yo.
Batman was not the bomb. So anyway, that's Always Sunny in Xandar, featuring Venom.
Ah, Venom. I miss you.
Poor Venom.
Yeah. All right, Willie. Hit me with some mail.
Welcome back to the Baxter, Dr. Richard. I've got the usual for you. Thanks, Willie.
Okay, let's do that. Mailbag brought to you by Willie Lumpkin. First thing I wanted to mention, we have a listener, El Zoof. He is a Patreon, and he has suggested a pie for us. If you're looking for the worst pie ever, take a look at the Australian delicacy known as the Meat Pie Floater. It's worse than it sounds, and it already sounds like a turd. I looked this up, started reading the description, and physically gagged.
Oh, but wait, Ray, there's a kangaroo one.
A kangaroo pie? Now I'm back
kangaroo
interested.
Kangaroo pie floater.
See, floater, no, I'm marred
yeah,
that word.
Yeah, as soon as you had the word floater, things get significantly worse.
I'm amused by the fact that one of the ingredients says this, 1 tin of mushy peas. They can't be like firm peas or anything. You gotta get like crappy mushy peas.
Mushy peas sound nice. That sounds like the best part.
I don't know. I'm kind of on board with this 500 grams, although I have no idea how much that is of kangaroo steak.
A gram is about the size of an M&M.
That doesn't help me. What does that weigh in real measurements?
Well, just picture 500 M&Ms and there you go.
Oh, good Lord. Now I got to look up 500 grams to ounces.
It's probably just a small tin, like a...
Okay, so it's a little over a pound. It's like 17.x something ounces of...
Yeah, there you go.
All right, so a pound of kangaroo meat and mushy peas.
Yeah, I'm out. So I don't know if we'll be doing that anytime, but I found it amusing. Tom sent us a message on the webpage I don't have any more information. Well, that's not entirely true, but he signed it Tom, so there you go. Subject, Power Creep. He says, hey, longtime listener, first-time writer. He discovered the podcast and has been re-listening to all the episodes. He said, here's why. I used to play MPQ when it started, like 4 years ago. Really liked it, but then there wasn't a lot of content. He got bored and stopped playing after 3 months. At the end of 2017, he bought a new phone and decided to see if the game was still around, and see if it would draw him in, and it did. And he says he learned a lot from from us listening to the podcast, but missed a lot of info because it was not useful for him when he was starting. So he's re-listening to the episodes again. One thing that he noticed was around episode 30, we talked about our rosters, and Ian, who was about 640 days in at the time, had a similar roster to what he has, although he's at day 97 now. And he was wondering about the power creep and what we thought about that. Now, he did also say that he became a VIP member. You know, there's the shield cover packs that have come out, so obviously there's some more advantages there. And I would also include that, yeah, I think there's a bit of a power creep. I think joining the game now is a lot easier than it was when, you know, it originally started.
It's much easier to get ramped up fast nowadays.
Yeah, definitely. Also, he does say that I know Ian is one of the lazier players, but it seems a little bit more than that. And I think it is. I think I think newer players have an advantage, a distinct advantage, which is good. It gets you, you know, into the game faster, gets you more competitive quickly. So
yeah, and gets more dollars to the people who make this game for us. So
yeah,
that's a good time.
So hey, thanks for listening, and thanks for the comment. Parandiac. Oh, yeah. Did we skip local news? Have we been skipping local?
We did local news twice.
Oh, okay.
Craig told us about his new car at the top of the show. He told us about snow at the top of the show.
Sure.
And then for local news, he told us about Weird Al.
Oh, there you go. So here's another local news. Apparently, Hervig's is closing.
I heard that.
Yeah, I did not. This is news to me.
Yeah, his sciatica is getting the best of him.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, so the old man's going to retire and shut her down.
Yeah, it's kind of sad. I was never a big fan of the place. I don't like it when people yell at me while I'm eating.
And they yell at you again when you're done eating and you haven't cleaned your plate?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't really care for that too much. The food was always good. Service was always good.
It was. And I'm with you. I find that, you know, to a much more severe degree, when that's their shtick, like, I hate that. Like, I went in there once accidentally when we landed in Vegas, and I was tired from the plane ride and hungry, and we stopped in some restaurant that was themed to where the wait staff comes out and berates you.
Yeah.
And I'm
nope,
this is terrible. I'm never eating here again. This isn't funny.
That was the day we went to Dick's Last Resort.
Ugh. Those restaurants are the worst.
Agreed. Not a fan.
Yeah.
So, Parandiak also continued and said, Star Trek talk, I really enjoyed Wesley Crusher's character arc.
You did not.
One of the finest trolls on the internet, I swear. Joe said, very excited to see more 4 stars popping up as rewards in PvE, meaning they'll be in crashes sooner than later, which is nice. Shout out for the Wookan Pernub reference. That was to Craig.
I like that.
He also says Bigfoot is still a thing. He's just no longer owned by Feld Promotions under the Monster Jam umbrella and does his own separate outlaw mud shows. So there you go.
All right. Well, good for Bigfoot being the original, being his own man.
Yeah.
So he's like, what's his name? The guy who used to be the eating champion.
Oh, Kobayashi?
Kobayashi, right. You know, no longer part of the main promotion. He's got to, you know, do his eating on the side.
He does his own thing on the side.
Yeah. Nice. Go, go, Kobayashi.
This surprised me. Joe said that I don't think I've ever rostered Yelena Belloni in all my days of playing this game. I found that odd since he's such an enthusiastic Bagman supporter.
Right.
Yeah, that's crazy.
He also said, someone tell Ian that the Blue Peggy is on 1375. Sorry about your luck. Yeah, I just recently in my resupply, she showed up, the Blue Peggy. So.
Right on. That's fine. I'm really flush with what's coming through on the resupply right now. As I think I just got a legendary token, and then today I got a 25 hero points. Plus, since the promotion has started, every time I log in, I get 7 more command points.
Right, sure.
So I will, before that, before it expires, I will end up making Peggy Carter a champion 4-star.
I've got a blue, blue Peggy.
In 30 days.
I'll be so blue with Peggy. Later. I don't know. Go ahead.
It's about all I can take. I'm not against Greg. I'm not a fan of Elvis. So there you go.
You're a monster.
Yeah, sometimes. Joe's final comment. Holy crap, Prod Pod is coming back. Something good came from Pi Day. And I mentioned that because Mad Salad responded, "Don't you believe it." Some inside joke there since Mad Salad is on the Prod Pod. Jeff Duggan says, 19 AP cost powers, Yelena, IM-35 blue stun power, and Graysuit Black Widow sniper rifle. I believe those are it. On a side note, has anybody put together a spreadsheet of the powers with character, color, cost info? Not that I've seen, and I would be very interested if anybody has. I thought about doing it.
Joe's the king of spreadsheets. Yeah. Joe, get on this.
I thought about doing it myself, but that I immediately stopped because that would take way too much time. So yeah, let us know if there is. D-Wing Illinois. There is no greater indignation than that of a longtime fan against a bandwagoner regarding Metallica. That is correct. Right. Also, I wonder how much of the pod's listenership has no idea what Craig means when we're referencing both sides of an album.
Oh, so I gotta speak about Metallica for a minute. Apparently I've been told that a comedian is opening up for Metallica.
What?
Not a band, a comedian.
Really?
That's what I've been told. I have not looked this up.
Do you know who it could be?
No, I have not looked this up. But, oh, the other part I wanted to talk about. So, opening for Weird Al, to go back to local news, was Emo Phillips. Do you know who this guy is?
That name sounds really familiar.
Yeah.
He's a comedian. He played the guy who cut off all of his fingers, the woodshop guy in UHF.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, sure.
This dude came out. He's got to be, I don't know, 70. He did his shtick. He was actually surprisingly very, very funny. I very much enjoyed him.
Right on.
That's all I want to say.
Okay. I was expecting more with that buildup, but okay. I got you.
Well, Greg, I don't want to go into his whole shtick, but...
Greg, brace yourself. You are completely correct. The opener will be none other than Jim Brewer.
What? Oh my God,
I'm
no!
so exciting!
Jim Brewer, I didn't know he was still alive!
If he comes out and does Goat Boy...
Here it comes.
Oh, that's amazing. I wasn't going to go. I'm still not going to go, but that makes me want to go.
There's a good graphic in Discord there from Alpha Team about Emo Phelps, but he was actually very, very funny.
But to finish it up, D-Wing said, Craig phrased the D3 con raffle ticket promo perfectly, just because I want to invoke the bot again, 5 points for Slytherin. And by the way, it's so weird, because the bot comes up and says it's giving 5 points to House Slytherin, and it gives you a
right.
current standing of the house, the houses and their points. I don't know. I find it amusing. I was asked who I was after saying mea culpa in a conversation the other day. Parse is fine, Ray. You do you. Thank you. And finally, I'm incredibly suspicious about this week's pie clue. It sounds like Craig is trying to get our hopes up for pizza pie, but we're going to end up with some tomato pie atrocity that we again get to blame the Amish for.
Not the Amish.
Not the Amish this time. However, the rest of it is absolutely correct. So in any case, that was what was in the mailbag. Thanks, everyone. And thanks, Willie.
Thanks, Willie. All right. Once again, I am Hans.
And I am Franz.
And we just want to pump
you up. That was a significant improvement.
It was?
The clap was way off, but right. Everything else was completely acceptable.
All right. Mystify bringing you the news. Ian, who's
Mystify. Let me tell you about some pumped up characters, starting with the 3-stars, because those are still relevant in my lifestyle. Beast is... There. Beast is a toughie. Sorry.
He's the guy. I've heard of him.
He is. I'm looking at him and I'm like, I don't want to diss Beast, but I don't love Beast either. His AoE is okay. His healing is pretty good. His blue just kind of feeds his healing and his AoE. So I don't know.
As I'm looking at the other list of boosted 3 stars, Ooh. He's by far my favorite.
Yeah, it's.
Because they're sad times.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Falcon's all right. I like Falcon. We haven't got to him
Falcon
yet.
Falcon sucks.
No, he doesn't. You're crazy. No.
Yeah, you are crazy.
Sucks.
Crazy. It is.
Every version of Falcon sucks. They all suck.
That can't be true. You haven't Probably even true. Seen 5-star Falcon. He's awesome. So Colossus is like Beast. He's not good, but he's not the worst. His red punch stun is okay. His damage absorption is okay. Fastball special is awesome.
And for nothing else, it really uncovers all the bugs in the software code.
It really does.
Again.
That is really what he does. That's his only real purpose. He's another one of those characters that, boy, the computer is much better at utilizing him than I am.
I keep forgetting to, throw the more people in the air with fastball special. I just for something never use it. I don't know why.
It slips my mind a lot too. But when I'm fighting him, inevitably. One turn before I do something glorious, he'll throw someone in the air. And when they land, they're going to do whatever power it is would benefit, the computer the most.
Absolutely.
Falcon, who I've heard negative things about, but I disbelieve this. He got a semi-recent rework. So in addition to throwing out lots of shields, he now does some damage as well. He's boosting tiles. Red Wing is out there eating up tiles, which is fantastically helpful.
I love Red Wing. That power, it's really fantastic to use.
Agreed. Just like the first two, Mystique is like not good, but kind of good. Like she's got some bad powers, and then a really expensive nuke that makes her semi-viable.
Which the computer always manages to pull off 1 second before you kill her.
Yeah.
Oh, she's at 1 hit point? All right, well, I better shoot you with all these Uzis, stun you, and then shoot you with all these Uzis. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah.
Oh.
There was no way you were going to lose, but I do want to eat up one of your health packs.
Yeah, it's just infuriating sometimes.
And now, even after being reworked, one of the worst 3 stars, but I think Psylocke has been eclipsed now by 3-star Gambit, but I'm not sure. Poor Psylocke. She tries so hard. She's got the low cost. Bewilder's gotten better. Psychic Knife and Psychic Katana, or Psy Katana and Psychic Knife are still decent. There's just, she's not that good. I don't want to be down on her too much, but she's not that good. So let me tell the rest of you about the boosted 4-star characters you can look forward to this week.
Oh, these are much better.
They are. The forgotten, but not for a lack of being effective, 4-star Blade. Who just kind of showed
up.
Yeah, he just showed up one Halloween and was like, I'm a 4-star character now. And everybody's like, what? But his red does a ton of damage per turn.
It does.
He's got a good AoE, decent healing. Try him at a 5/5/3. He's pretty powerful. Everybody's favorite, Gamora. She's going to be boosted.
Who?
Oh, Gamorpha.
Gamorpha?
Gamorpha. Ah.
The top players in the game. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, so good.
So she's going to be boosted, so you can expect her special tiles to do an outrageous amount of damage now. Plus, her stun is awesome. It's not going to be affected by her boosts, but that doesn't make her any less awesome.
Yeah, she's super good.
3/5/5, a popular build for Gamorpha, if you would like to order an espresso and a tea. No, I never wanted a tea, just the espresso.
Hey, now she's saying she don't even want this tea.
What? All right. The Mighty Queen of the Inhumans, good old Medusa.
Yeah.
She's is she going to be made better by being boosted? Because she's already a top tier character. And I don't know which abilities are going to...
Yeah, her healing should be upped. Her special tiles should be up.
Yeah, right. Her attack tiles, if you match away her hair metal, is that what it's called?
Correct.
Yeah.
So, you can see even more utility out of one of the best utility characters in the game. Okay, now I've got some info for you. This is live This is not live, but it's direct from Samurai to you, the listeners, to tell you about Main Event Hulk. So he's boosted, and apparently he's meh, but...
Main Event Hulk? He's always meh.
Yeah, but let me see if I can... Oh, no, where'd it go? Oh, I had valuable information that I was going to pass on to you, and now I've lost the link to it. This is the worst day of my life. I'm going to...
Wow, that's pretty crazy.
Nope, not that. I already have that. This was something about him pairing well with Gladiator Thor to do tens of thousands of damage in the most perfect way because Thor is the required five-star. Ooh, boom. Man, that guy is the best. So, Gladiator Thor is the essential five-star in the thick as thieves, starting on Monday, I believe. So, this is a way to make Main Event Hulk useful. Five-star Thor, is when he's going to be boosted. His base damage in his three main colors is somewhere in the 12 to 1500 range. So if you have a critical spawn in the right place, Main Event Hulk will deal 14,000 damage. Then Thor will do 15,000 damage. And then you'll win.
Wow.
Yeah.
I've been trying to get my Thor up. I had no idea that it was going to be that devastating.
Yes. Huh. So super devastating.
I'm going to try. The times I've played with Hulk, I actually found him quite fun to play. You know, tiles are blowing up every turn. Like, things are happening. Criticals show up. Like, it's a good time.
I enjoy him way more than what I read about him being so bad. So, yeah.
I don't think he's bad.
No, I agree.
I thought he was fun to play. I think he's a fun character to play.
Good. So, then let me see what I can send your way. Because as it has been exposed today, what happens to me during the initial release of characters and my ability to pay attention. Shuri is going to be boosted. Let me tell you about Shuri, because we just talked about her, and I'm sure I know lots.
Going on Craig's world.
Yeah, she's...
We're going to have that out 10 minutes of dead air.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of editing. I'll try not to sneeze or make any weird background noises so that it has to be left in. Her blue passive should see a good boost from this week. Otherwise, I don't know too many good strategies with her yet. She's too new a character for me to weigh in.
Samurai's trying to help you there.
All right, let me look. I haven't been in. I can't. Aha!
Sorry. I can't help you either because I don't. Yeah, I have the exact same experience. So thanks, Samurai.
Okay, so her blue is a ramped up Peggy as long as you have fortified tiles. I like it. Oh, now people are just typing rapidly, so I can't... So it scrolls automatically. Fiendish! Yeah, they're out of control! That's all right, I've already scrolled, it's fixed.
The wall of text.
So anyway, her green damage is going to be up. She looks like she's really good, and Gamorpha is boosted, and she works really well with Gamorpha, so try that.
There you go. I can't say enough about Gamora, because... She's my highest level character now. I have her at a 303. So
wow.
She's going to be boosted. Oh, holy crap.
Yeah, that's huge. Well, that should be exciting. So those are your boosted characters of the week. So listen to me now and believe me later. Thanks, as always, to our good friend, Mystify.
All right. Let me tell you about the disaster that my vine is this week. So... I got a duck dying yet again because I can never get the right duck color.
Sure.
And I have an Amarica dying, and that makes me sad.
Yeah, that's worse.
But I wasn't able to get enough ISO to champ Lockjaw last week, so I had to sell his cover.
Aw.
So I have 338,000 ISO, so I should be able to save Marika in the next 13 days.
That's good.
So... It is what it is. And Ian is having a meltdown because Sam Eagle is yelling at
him. I have had many since I was a very young child and saw, you know, the original Muppet movie. Like, I have had a long-standing irrational fear of Sam the Eagle. So when that gif came up to, like, you know, kind of in Samurai / my defense, I was like, oh, that's thoughtful. And I was like, Sam the Eagle, you're the worst.
That's weird. I've always liked Sam the Eagle.
This is a Muppet News Flash. It is weird. Oh, there's a creepy one there.
And plus that, you know, I was able to stall while I tried to load up my game. But we'll hear about Ray's Vine first.
Sure. Mine is a complete mess of, how many do I have? 19 covers. 18 of them are 2 stars that I just can't get the right covers for.
Mm.
One of them is a 3-star Luke Cage, because the game has decided to give me nothing but black Luke Cage. So I started redoing, you know, re-rostering him when he reached level 260. So I had a level 260, and I'm like, all right, I'm going to start a new one. So I started a new one. That new one is at a 315 with 5 black. I now have still 315, and my other Luke Cage is a 266. So he's now max, because I just keep getting black. And I have one dying on the vine.
Nice. I mean, not nice, but that's wacky.
Yeah, it's insane. But so there's the 3-star Luke Cage and then a whole bunch of 2-stars. So nothing too bad, you know. Selling a 3-star won't kill me. But yeah, there you go. That's my vine.
Mine is humble. It has I've got 3 days left on a red Peggy Carter cover that will hopefully be just what I need to be my first champion cover when I break down here and buy that yellow or blue that I need to,
sure,
to fill up her slots. Other than that, I got nothing. Everything else is going my way. I was doing some cover opening. I got another Robbie Reyes, and it hasn't been that long, but I was totally confused to see I got a 5-star Peter Parker. I was like, who are you? I was like, oh yeah. So those were some of my better pulls this week.
He's a character, and he's a pretty strong character.
I bet.
I always take him out last because I'm worried about Gambit and Thor, and then he surprises me and kills a couple of my people. So,
yeah. Well, Gambit and Thor are pretty strong.
Right, so. Exactly. Thor can one-shot you.
Yeah. All right, well, thanks, This Vine. All right, let's open up some tokens, kids.
Okie dokie.
Who wants to play along at home?
Probably everyone, but I'll go first since I've been having such a good time at the Crash of the Titans. This flaming, empty, hollow eye socket will be fine.
Drum roll, please.
Yeah, exactly. Let's see. What the?
Can we just do paradiddles instead?
Oh, you can. It's a red 4-star Black Panther, King of Wakanda by Tooth and Claw. That might be my first one of those. I may have to go buy a roster slot.
Okie dokie. Somehow I have 3. Am I going?
No, you go last.
Oh, okay.
Multiples, man. I'm going to rub him on his brass knuckles. Oh my God, it's a purple cover. I haven't seen one of those in for ages. Oh, never mind. It's Archangel. That brings dub 3 up to 232.
The wind came out of your sails so fast, I got a chill.
So 232 on the dub.
All right, I'm gonna yank his chain because I just found that amusing. I got a 4-star. It is a 4-star Star Lord. Okay. Second one, clicky click, got a purple. Ha ha.
You're the worst.
You'll feel better here in a second when I say it's a 5-star Archangel.
Nice.
Yeah.
I don't know what he does. Is he not that good?
He's not that good.
And I hate to open. Go ahead.
I haven't done much with him, but I hear he's not very good at all. So.
I hate to open up more singing opportunities for Craig, but I gotta tell you, every time you mention Archangel, I hear the song Earth Angel.
Archangel!
Yeah, Archangel! The one
will you
adore.
Be mine? Oh,
okay.
My darling dear, love you all the time.
Do you have one more token to open?
I'm just a
Ray
fool.
Help.
I'm gonna poke him in the throat.
Ah, fool in love with you.
Do I deserve it, that. It's my fault. It, I apologize.
Archangel.
And it is a 4-star goddess of thunder, so
ooh,
that'll be another level for
bizarre.
Her.
Oh, she's almost dead. Almost. Any issue now.
They came out with some sort of comic cover. I think the final comic cover. I saw the Marvel announced that on Twitter. Today? Yesterday? It looked really cool.
I just picked up this week's issue, but I don't have it in front of me. But
okay. It was her spinning the hammer with some big Iron Man-looking thing behind her. It wasn't Iron Man. It had teeth, but I don't know what it was. But it looked cool in any case.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't looked at it. I'm assuming it's fighting, what's his name? Magog.
Gog or Magog?
Magog.
Okay.
Is it Magog? Magog. Oh, Magog. Look at her butt.
Is it Magog? I don't remember what his name is. Magog. That's his name. Here, I will get you a picture. Can I post that in here?
I don't know.
So anyway.
Oh, that doesn't actually post the picture in any way. That posts a really long URL.
Yes, that's him. That's who it was.
Thanks, this guy.
This guy. Is that it? There you go. Somebody knows how to use, you know, computers.
Thanks, Grinch McScrooge.
I don't know anything. I don't know nothing about no computers. So, I only work on them for a living. I don't know how to use them.
It's tough stuff. So anyway, we're a part of a podcast network called the soon-to-be-named network. You can find us at soon-to-be-named network or soon-to-be-named-network.com. There's lots of shows on there. They are all archived on our homepage, soon-to-be-named-network.com or soon-to-be-named-network.tumblr.com. If you'd like, I believe most of the shows are also on our homepage, pw3.com. PuzzleWarriors3.com?
Yeah, it's not PW3. Yes. PuzzleWarriors3.com.
PuzzleWarriors3.com.
Yep.
So that's the soon-to-be-named network. Please check us out if you're looking for some good podcasts to listen to. Sooner or later, you'll get to the ultimate crossover of Prodigal Sons and Craig.
I can only dream.
Someday, once we figure out what we're doing again.
I mean, I've been on a couple other shows on the network, but not been on that one.
The big dance. The show, if you will.
It's a long-running show.
It is.
Kind of.
Yeah.
I'll even look up a hometown hero from my hometown. I'll try and, you know, prep.
Right. You'll bring content?
Yeah.
What show do you think you're going on? This is crazy.
Well, we're not just going to sit around and play cards or whatever it is.
No, that will not happen.
Cards Against Humanity on the air.
That will not
happen.
God,
I'd want to shoot myself if that happens. Game is dumb. All right. Thanks, everybody, for joining us this week. Check us out, PuzzleWarriors3.com. You can listen to us on iTunes, Stitcher, whatever medium you so find the show. Comment suggestions on our webpage, on our emails, on our Twitters, on the Facebooks, the Marvel Puzzle Quest subreddit, or on the D3 forums. If you go to our website, hey, click on that Amazon banner at the top and buy yourself something. That'd be pretty sweet, because then we get a few pennies. I need those to live. Or head over to cafepress.com/puzzlewarriors3 and buy yourself some swag, because that's always nice. I wore my Puzzle Warriors, or my, what do you call it, Marvel Puzzle Quest hoodie to Weird Al, so that was fun.
Sure.
Oh, good idea.
Yeah. So strangely, Norm was able to find me easily.
Nice.
So I think that's all we got this week. Anything else for the good of the order?
I got nothing.
I would just like all of our listeners to know that this upcoming clue is in contention. And I've already registered my objection.
It's under protest.
Yes.
It can be under protest all you want. But
you will receive it under protest.
I make the clues that make the whole world sad. I make the clues that make Ian mad.
The woolly one can.
Ah, Manilow pie. I don't know about that. That'd be pretty crazy. All right, that's it. I'm done talking. All right, goodbye for now. Remember, kids, little Jack Horner can't be wrong. Good night.
Bye, friends.
Good night.
And travel safely. Goodbye.